put some respect on my name.
Hey guys, hey, what's up? Thanks for joining.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Are we allowed to eat and drink? I didn't know this.
I have
like a turkey dinner. I get a bring over.
Yeah,
you're somewhere.
Dude. Like, so Trump today gave May 1st as an opening. And now it's up to the governors to open the country up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is that? Just because, I guess some states is probably safe for them to open back up than other states right now.
I think they're afraid of riots. Personally. I'm not the only one talking about rioting here, man.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of people are pissed off that they can't work right now.
Yeah. They got kids and, like, they need money. Like, I don't even have kids and I'm stressed out.
I didn't even...
You're just going to file for unemployment, dude. Just get on the dole. Just get the government cheese, man. Everybody's getting it. Take your cut, dude. You just go on the website, write your social security number. They give you a bunch of money. You're dumb not to do it. Why would you not do it?
Right. So I didn't even see what the latest news was. What did they say today?
They're going to start opening up on May 1st. Well, they want to, but it's up to the governors. So there's nothing official yet.
Oh, so California will probably be the last one to open.
I hope not. I mean, we'll see, but I'm ready to fucking open up.
Yeah, they at least have to let us go to the beaches, man. Come on, man. That's, you know, God gave us the beaches to enjoy, you know?
Got it.
Right?
I just moved like a block away from the beach, and like right when I moved here, I couldn't fucking go. And I was like, motherfucker.
Well, you know what you can do? You know how you can get around it is go to the beach, and when the officer tries to walk up to you to arrest you, just tell him to stay 6 feet away or he's breaking the law.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
By that.
Yeah, just keep running away from him and tell him to stay away because he needs to be 6 feet.
Yeah.
I went there a couple weeks ago, like, because I like to walk on the boardwalk at night. And even like 9 o'clock at night, they still had cops there, like, making sure people weren't out there.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, man. You better do what the man says. Take your money.
I know, man.
You better do what I say or I'm taking $100. Yeah.
What have you guys been doing? Like, neither one of you guys are going to work right now, right?
I'm just working online.
You guys going crazy or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is fucking terrible. It's terrible, you know? You know what Mel Gibson said? He said they could take our lives. They can never take a freedom, right?
I've been trying to
take a freedom. They took it. That is gone. Mel Gibson's crying right now. Right?
Rolling in his grave.
I've been trying to channel my Braveheart, but nobody's with me.
Yeah.
Nobody's with me. I'm on my own on this one.
Right. I don't look good in the kilt.
Yeah, but I believe in local governments. I don't think we should really. I mean, who fucking cares about Trump or Newsom? We should pressure the mayor of San Diego. You know?
Who is that, Falconer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really up to him. You know?
You can rush his office.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much down to rush any office right now, honestly. Even like the lawyer down the street.
Right.
Like, just as long as I get out of the goddamn apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still I still gotta go to work every day, but the best part is there's been like zero traffic when I go to the office and shit.
Yeah.
But
how does it feel to be essential? Is it amazing or what?
You gotta get through it eventually.
I mean, if I was essential, I'd feel pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they call it. Like, it sucks because I work in IT, so I had to set up a VPN for everybody so they could work from home. And then, like, they all could work from home, but, our, you know, we still had to go in the office. And I was like, motherfucker, ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
Now people at home ask for help, they send an email, and I wait like a day to answer it. I'm like, ah, fuck you. I know you're not really trying to work that hard anyways.
So what company, well, we're doing this podcast. We should talk about something funny. What's funny right now?
Not a whole lot. Like, I tried to write, like, I started working on some new material, but then, like, I don't know. Like, I get the only thing in the news is, like, this shit. And, like, I don't really want to, like, write about this. So I'm having trouble coming up with any, like, material even to, like, start writing about.
Yeah, you try to write something, but it's like, oh, wait, I can't perform this. So what's the point of fucking writing it?
Yeah, like, the whole world's on pause. Like, there's nothing else going on. Like, because I draw my shit from, like, recent events and shit. I'm like, well, literally only talk about this.
Yeah, dude. Like, when, because, like, when this is over, all the comedy clubs are going to be shit for a while because everybody's just going to talk about coronavirus. Like, that's the only topic anybody's going to have. Like, because nothing else changed.
Yeah, I think the fucking corona jokes were getting old before they shut shit down.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no one's, you know, because, like, at first the joke was that it's corona, you know, like beer.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, that's how when it started, and then it just kept going, and then people, like, quit making those jokes. Like, those jokes are already hack, and this shit's not even, like, over yet, you know?
Wasn't that, like, a Modelo virus joke for a bit? No?
I don't even know. What's Modelo? Is that cigarettes?
Another Mexican beer.
The other Mexican beer.
Oh, I see. Modelo? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't really drink beer so much.
Ah.
Yeah. I try not to put too much poison into my body. Yeah.
That's all I do.
I know. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I do a lot, actually.
The number one factor of dying coronavirus is obesity. Right, so 650,000 people die from heart disease every year. Okay, people need to take that seriously. Okay.
Yeah.
How many deaths we got because of fucking COVID? Like 2,000. All right. Well, 650,000 every year from heart disease.
It's like 3,000, but not that many, you know.
He socially distanced himself from the buffet.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, like when this all happened, you know, I stocked up on food and shit because I didn't think, like, restaurants would still be open. But now, like, with restaurants open and, like, still going to work every day, like, not much has really changed for me, like, on my day-to-day, other than the comedy clubs are closed.
I've been eating Thai food a lot more. All the Thai food? That shit's good, man. I got a Thai food restaurant down the street from me. That's my new love. I've just been supporting that place.
Yeah. Yeah, I live right in the heart of PB, so, like, there's a whole bunch of, like, stuff around. So I'm trying to get something, like, a couple times a week from different places around here. Go. There's this smoke shop, like, a block away from me. I went there the other day because I needed a shot glass. Fucking $30 for a shot glass. And I was like, what? And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I'm good. And I walked across the street just to, like, get a beer or something in the gas station. I told the guys, like, can you believe they wanted $30 for a fucking shot glass over there? And he's like, a shot glass? And I was like, yeah.
What was it made out of? Like, was it gold or what?
I mean, it was kind of thicker than normal, but it wasn't, like, $30 worth, you know?
Yeah.
And then I went to Vons and bought one for, like, $2, and I was like, I have no idea.
Why was that why was that so expensive?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. Like, even, like, I was like, hey, you got a shot glass? And, like, he kind of looked confused. And then, like, he went and pulled it out of a box. Like, he dug. Like, it wasn't even, like, they had on display. Like, he pulled out of nowhere. And I was like, this is fucking weird.
Maybe when the riots start, we can start stealing those shot glasses and sell them for, like, $20.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know? We'll go riot to the liquor store.
When do you think the riot's going to start?
If they don't put anybody back to work, I'd say... I say you start seeing protests by the middle of May.
Did you get your stimulus check yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bought gold stocks. Because I was like, because I'm living on credit cards right now. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just maxing out my credit cards. And so any cash, I'm putting all the debt on the banks. And then any cash is going to go into like stocks for the growth. And then when all this is over and I start seeing a dip, I'll just pull it out and then use the interest made on it to pay off the credit card debt.
Yeah.
Because right now I don't know when cash is going to, like, my fear right now is I don't know how long I'm going to need my cash. So I'm using all the bank's money until I figure out, until things go back to normal. Like, so technically I still have all of my money, even though it's in like different investments and it's in my bank accounts and stuff.
Yeah.
I still have all my money accessible to me. Whereas if I spend all my money, then say the banks turn off your credit and they say, hey, no more swiping for a bit till we get things under control. Then you're like, then you're really fucked because you used all your money and now you don't have credit.
Yeah.
So I'm using credit cards specifically like 100% during this whole thing.
So you're just using like your actual cash as like your last, your backup plan or whatever.
Yeah. Like when all my cards are maxed out, then I'll go to my cash, but that's going to be a while. Just because I don't trust what's happening right now. Like, dude, we haven't even seen the real estate hasn't collapsed yet. The car companies haven't collapsed yet. And then the banks haven't collapsed yet. Like, there's still a lot more collapsing that's about to do. 22 million employment. That's what the number was, I think, recently. 22 million people on unemployment.
Oh, 22 million? Damn.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw right before we got on the call. So, you know, and then like I don't know if you know this, but those negotiations people are doing for their apartments to delay the rent.
Yeah.
It's all it's doing is they'll give you a 3-month window to not pay rent. But on the fourth month, you have to pay all 4 months worth of rent in 1 month.
Oh, shit.
So when that happens, yeah, it's like in the fine print somewhere. So when that happens, I mean, even on a good month, who can afford 4 months of rent, right? Nobody.
Nobody, like, yeah. Nobody.
Even if it's going normal, you couldn't afford 4 months of rent all at once. So, like, you're going to have this, like, mass exodus of people moving in and out of apartments. And they're going to leave all those apartment complexes with the bill. And then the bill's going to, I mean, the apartment complex is going to go to the banks and say, hey, we can't pay our bills because nobody paid us. Then the banks are going to default. So it's just like a matter of time. And then nobody's buying cars right now.
Right.
So it's just, this is it, dude. So I hope you got a gun, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah.
You should get one.
I just got these two guns right here. Ka-cha-ka-cha.
You should also buy one. I have one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think about stuff like that all the time, especially like just when toilet paper ran out. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, people are going to ride over this shit, you know?
Yeah.
I like watching those YouTube videos of like people fighting in Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better to have a gun for something like that. At least you'll get the toilet paper.
Yeah, no shit. Right?
Yeah. Like, ah, the sweetest toilet paper I ever wiped my ass with, you know?
Yeah, sweet. I don't know. Do you think so? I don't know. I'm optimistic. Hopefully, shit will just be back, come back like next month now that they're at least giving guidelines. Like,
yeah, I don't see how this is going to last more than a month. People are going to start rioting May 1st if it doesn't open May 1st.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
How many people have died so far?
Like in California or in the USA or in the world?
In the US.
Dude, we need one of those guys like Jamie from Joe Rogan.
Right.
I got my computer right here. Let me check.
It's okay. In the US, 35,000.
Damn. I mean, that is a lot of fucking people, but not as much as the flu and shit like that, you know?
Let's see.
Yeah, but half of those are in New York.
Right.
Los Angeles only has 400 out of 10 million people. Or like population.
Let's see, the top 10 causes of death as of from the World Health Organization as of 24 May 2018 is we got about 9.5 million from heart disease, about 5.8 million from strokes. Shit, all the way down to tuberculosis is at like 1.6 million.
You see that we're withholding funding from the World Health Organization?
Yeah, that's probably better. Aren't they bought out by China or something like that?
Sure seems like it, dude. They pretty much like trying to make China look like a hero.
Yeah, they're giving blowjobs to China, man. Like, they bought out that one Indian dude, and he's like, China's the greatest country it's ever been. You know, and then he's like drives out in his fucking his Range Rover, his brand new Range Rover.
Dollar bills like flying out of the trunk and shit, just like
yeah, that dude is freaking sucking cock faster than anybody, dude.
Well, I remember on January 14th, like the World Health Organization tweeted that like they're like, oh, due to like reports from China, like there's no reason to think like this is even contagious from person to person. Like they were like saying that shit, like it's not even contagious when it's been around since like November or whatever.
Dude, I think I got the coronavirus back in like December.
Yeah, I think a couple of my friends did.
Cause like I had the worst cold I've ever had in my life, like in December, and it went all through December and like most of January, and I just couldn't get rid of it. It was kicking my ass. So I don't know. I mean, they're gonna have a test, I think, that says if you've had it or not. I'm gonna take that.
I know one of the companies that I used to work for, they came up with like the new like 15-minute test or whatever.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Why don't we have these like medical tests on our phones? You know, we just like put our finger on it and it reads it. You know, like in these fucking futuristic movies. How come we don't have that technology right now?
Right now they're just using your phone to track you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Steve Jobs, man.
Dude, they can't like. I need them to not track me as much because I jack off with my phone. So I need like, I need them to not use the camera part.
Global banking mafia is recording everything you do on your phone, and they're going to use it against you if you ever try to fight them. You know, so watch out.
It'll just be a bunch of videos of me jacking off, and I'll be like, "That's who I am. What do you want?"
You know what I think? You know what I think would make the world a better place? It's just every single person filmed their own porn and put it on the internet. And so it doesn't matter who you are, you can see that person having sex, you know. Everyone would relax because like that's all anyone really cares about. Like when we watch all these famous people and shit, we're all wondering like what does that fucking chick look like when she's having sex? You know, what does Tom Cruise look like when he's sucking a dick, you know?
And so yeah.
If we just had, you know, if everyone had their own sex video on the internet, you can go to anyone and there would be world peace everywhere, and there wouldn't be all these mafias trying to take over all the governments and everything, all these power hungry assholes, you know, because you could always just see anyone you want having sex, you know. Anyway, that's my theory of masturbation.
You're like, I've been thinking about that for the entire month of this coronavirus. We put a lot of thought in this one.
Right. That's, yep. Tom Cruise sucking a dick. That's going to end all the world wars and shit.
Yeah.
I think it would make the world a more peaceful place. Yeah.
That's what all the Scientology just built around, like protecting him so no one knows how gay he is and shit.
Yeah.
Scientology spies. You've been like, anyone gaining? Dude, I gained almost 10 pounds since this shit started. There's no, can't fucking go anywhere. You don't want to eat all
right, ready? Let's do some.
You guys did? Gym clothes? Weight or anything?
I've been losing. Haven't lost anything or gained anything. I've just been stagnant. But I think I look skinnier. So I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm very confused.
There you go.
I mean, burgers a lot more. That might be helping.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You got to do the carnivore diet, dude. Just eat steak and nothing else. Steak and salt. It's great.
Oh, God.
You can do it, dude. Don't be a pussy, all right? Try it.
Some ass piss by the second day.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, man. So, like, so you're working full time.
Yep.
Like, does it feel weird, like, in the office that you're, like, are you one of the few there or what?
Like, half the company's still there.
Do you guys have vending machines?
Nah, we have, like, snacks in the break room, but there's not, they're just there.
Okay, hook me up.
We used to have, like, a coffee shop downstairs, but I guess they just walked out.
What kind of snacks are we talking about here?
Oh, dude, we got a gang of snacks. We got, like, Doritos, Twizzlers, popcorn, cashews, like trail mix, yogurt, string cheese.
Okay, think about the people that first came to America, right? They're all farmers, right? What were they growing? What were the cash crops they were selling everybody?
Pretzels.
Tobacco and sugar, right? these are the two like main cash crops of the pirate age, right? And why is that? Why is it tobacco and sugar?
Because they're good.
Yeah, because they're the two most addictive drugs in the world, right? Oh. I mean, everybody knows tobacco is super addictive, right? That's why they're selling it. It's the same thing with sugar. When you go to your work, they're giving you free cigarettes, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like, come work for us here. Take these free drugs.
Hell yeah. I wish they would just put out real drugs.
I know, right? Why not?
Make some of those people easier to deal with.
Dude, I know. I think everybody should try mushrooms at least.
Hell yeah.
Mushrooms will change your whole opinion on the world.
Oh, really? I never, like, thought of it like that. I know people say stuff like that, but I just do it. I was like, oh, man, that was fun.
Well, you've done mushrooms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you never thought differently after that?
Nah.
Just, like, whatever?
Yeah. I mean, not really. I mean, like, when I'm on them, I don't know.
Were you inside? Were you outside? Was it daytime? Was it nighttime?
I've done them like a bunch of times. I mean, it's whatever. Sometimes I just take them and go on with my day and shit. You did it. It changed how you like see shit.
I mean, for me, yeah. Like I was very like it makes you feel very spiritual, like you're connected to the earth or some crazy shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you feel closer to God.
Yeah, like something, right?
That's why what's his face thinks the Jesus pictures are mushrooms, you know? The halo's meant to be a mushroom.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, all the ancient monkeys, they ate all that shit, you know? They ate all those mushrooms, they're all tripping balls. Yeah, that's why we're not gorillas anymore, you know?
What about
we would eat cow shit and they wouldn't. Because they're little pussy bitches, you know?
What about DMT?
I never tried this, so.
No, me neither.
I can't find it.
I didn't even know you smoked it. I just found out like not too long ago, someone was like, oh yeah, I smoked DMT, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know that's how you do it. I thought it was like something you eat, or I had no idea.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I mean, I'm gonna try it one day. I just haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think about just living a sober life and dedicating ourselves to nutrition and exercise?
Oh Jesus!
Worst thing I've ever done. That sounds horrible.
Oh, it's great. It's great. You should try it.
Are you really doing the carnivore diet?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing
it? For like a few months now, yeah.
And so what do you, is it just beef or any kind of meat?
I eat beef and pork and eggs.
Nice, dude. How, what have you noticed? Any changes?
My body fat percentage is lower.
Is that the only thing you changed, or have you been like working out more, or?
I don't know. Like, I started doing keto like 5 years ago, and then I did less and less, you know, fewer and fewer other stuff besides meat. So it's like, even though I've been doing it for 3 months, I was doing like almost carnivore for a while. So I don't really feel any different now than I did. I mean, I can't really remember, you know? It was like, I don't, anytime I eat anything, like any sugar or anything, I just feel bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just feel like shit if I don't eat, like, if I don't eat carnivore. So, yeah, that's why I do it.
When did you first started, like, noticing changes or whatever?
You mean like when I went through puberty and I was like, oh my God, my balls are dropping. Where's his hair? Is his hair? Is that what you're talking about or something else?
And how much steak does it take for your balls to drop? No, like when you started doing the carnivore diet, like how long before you noticed anything?
I guess like a month. When I noticed like my body fat percentage had dropped. Even though I was probably eating the same amount of calories, but I just had less body fat percentage.
Then now if you eat like sugar, you said now you feel like shit?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me feel like hungover. Like it's almost, yeah, it's like being hungover. You know, sugar. You don't realize that you're hungover all the time until you stop drinking, you know?
Like, so that's the same thing that happened to me with energy drinks, dude. I stopped drinking energy drinks for a while. And now, like, every time I drink one, it, like, even the sugar-free ones crash me where I got to take a nap because I get smashed down. Like, but then the caffeine doesn't go away. So then I wake up and I'm, like, fucking full of energy. And I got to get out there and go do something. But it crashes me down like a sugar high, even without the sugar.
Yeah, those have artificial sweeteners in them. And, I mean, I don't think there's no free ride, man. There's no free ride in nature, even though there are no calories. I don't see how they can have no effect on your body at all. If they're stimulating your mouth to thinking that you're eating something sweet, you know, it's gonna change your digestion.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to stop, but they only have all these flavors. They should just make sodas with all these flavors, so that way you don't have to go through like a fucking energy. You know, go like skyrocket into an energy burst, you know? Like, just make a flavor.
You love flavor?
Huh?
You like flavors?
Yeah, like all the Monster flavors and stuff. Like, those are good drinks, but I don't want to be skyrocketing with energy just to drink one, you know?
Yeah.
They should just make a soda out of it. Just say, fuck it. Give up on it. Monster.
John, what's your favorite flavor of girl?
Flavor of girl?
I like Mexican.
Yeah, pretty good flavor.
In San Diego is around either that or white. In San Diego is like the main option.
All of them.
There's like no diversity out here.
What? Of course, it depends what neighborhood you go in.
I would say there's more so than Orange County. Although Orange County has become more diverse recently.
Is that where you lived before here?
Yeah, I'm from Orange County.
Oh, okay. How long you been out here?
What month is it? Like less than a year.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm in July, like nine months, I guess.
Did you start comedy out there or out here?
No, I started in Japan.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Orange County, but I lived in Japan for like 9 years.
Huh.
How did you make your way out there?
I was an English teacher.
Oh, okay.
And so I just had an interview here in America, and then they shipped me over there. And then I worked for that company for like a year. And then I taught online for like a couple more years. And then I worked at a junior high school for like 5 or 6 years. Run your fucking junior Japanese junior high school jobs. Fuck, dude, that's an adventure, man.
Ryan, you ever been to Japan?
No, I only lived in Korea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's probably similar experience.
Yeah, it's like similar without all like the technology shit. Like, but they have like very their cultures are they're very different, but they're kind of similar in a lot of ways too. So, but like I wanted to go to Japan. I just because I was in the army, so you only get 30 days of vacation a year. Yes. And every time that vacation time came up, I missed my parents, so I went home instead of going to Japan. So I never got a chance to actually see what I wanted to see while I was close. Because I was close to Vietnam. I was close to everything out there, you know?
You didn't go to Vietnam?
I did later on in life. Yeah. Oh, but, yeah. It was cool. Vietnam's dope. Scary, though. Communist countries are scary.
I like the beach cities in Vietnam. Like, they're two, like Ho Chi Minh and Saigon. What's the other one? There's one of the north and south. I forget.
Hanoi. Saigon and Ho Chi Minh are the same and they're south.
Yeah, yeah. And then Hanoi is in the north, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both those cities are kind of like, I don't know, just dirty, but like the beach cities in Vietnam, like I went to Da Nang, it was fucking beautiful.
Beach. Yeah, the communist countries really know how to party too. They really did. Like, I don't know what it is about communist countries, but they can party like in a really fun way.
Because it's forbidden. It's the forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
I think it's good. Ah, baby.
Yeah, be careful. Some of those countries have, like, death penalty for drugs and shit. You got to be careful out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't do drugs out there. You just drink. But, like, those places are fucking wild. Like, China was wild. Like, you could, it's kind of weird in a way because it's kind of like, I don't know. It's got a weird vibe to it when you're there. But, yeah, man. I mean, the girls, like, they party a lot. Hard. Fucking fun. God damn it.
You should move back.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm kind of regretting. I'm regretting moving back to America because I'm making far less money. And fucking all the comedy clubs are closed now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I might not have a job in the fall. It's like, oh, God.
It's just life is so much harder out here for like what you make. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, as far as English teachers, you can make a lot more money in Asia than America.
Yeah. I always wonder though, like, I mean, what's the longevity of teaching English in a foreign country? Because I had that option in Korea. And I always wondered how long I could actually do that before, like, my biggest fear was coming back at, like, 50 because they stopped needing English teachers or something. And be like, okay, how do I survive the last 30 years of my life with no.
Well, you save your money and invest it so you can retire.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do worry about that. Google Translate will get so good that no one will need to learn languages anymore. I was like, oh. It's a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, learning a language is like, I mean, when you're American and you speak English, like, you can get away with a lot just speaking English, and you'd be fine. Like, I've been to all kinds of countries, and I really didn't need much. Colombia was the only place I really needed Spanish. But even when I went to Spain, I could speak English out there. Even Korea, English, Vietnam, English, China. China was a little rough. I don't know. English goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, English is number one. Fuck yeah.
I can't imagine having to learn another language. Like, just like if you, like, you know, people learn English as their second language. Like, which one do you choose? What's so important that you have to learn it?
Yep. So I know you, Ryan, you got your other thing coming up, right?
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right. Well, Yeah. Hate to cut it short, but I know you got to go. And you know,
What about us, though?
Yeah, you guys keep talking.
What about? What about my feelings?
We can do another one. We can schedule it again, though. But whatever. I want to appreciate it. Thank you guys for joining. I know you got other stuff to do.
Yeah, man. I'll catch you guys next time. Let me know if you want to do this again. I'm down. It's not like I'm working or anything, so.
I'm gonna start taking like my setup to work and just post up.
Start doing. Yeah. All right, man.
Something special.
All right, I'll catch you guys later.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Later.
Later.
Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.